In for Dave this morning, I'm Travis Mayfield, and this morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. How do we live like this? So many deaths. When will this be over? How much longer do I have to wear these things? Sound familiar? Like conversations you've had at work or with friends or family members over, you know, the last couple of months? Those are things I've been saying to my friends and loved ones for decades, since the day I came out as gay. Today is World AIDS Day. And this year marks 40 years since the CDC first reported 5 deaths attributed to what would later become known as the acquired immune deficiency syndrome. The reaction at the time? Listen as a reporter at the White House asked the press secretary there about this in 1982.
It's known as gay plague. No, it is. I mean, it's a pretty serious thing that one in every 3 people that get this have died. And I wonder if the president is aware of it.
I don't have it. Are you? Do you?
You don't have it. Well, I'm relieved to hear that.
That clip from the short film When AIDS Was Funny by Scott Kalanick, it actually took 5 years after that before the sitting president acknowledged AIDS publicly. It took many more years before it became more than a punchline to bigoted jokes to millions. Since then, 32 million people have died from AIDS. 38 million people, according to the CDC and World Health Organization, currently living with it. It is no joke. But there is more hope than ever. With medication, you can live HIV positive and not fear death or spreading death. There's also a daily pill you can take to prevent being infected and stay negative. On Monday, GlaxoSmithKline executives publicly vowed they would have a cure by 2030, if not sooner. How do we live like this? So many deaths. When will this be over? If we keep wearing these things, trust science, and live with more empathy.
Does the president, in other words, the White House looks on this as a great joke?
No, I don't know anything about it, Lester.
Maybe sooner rather than later.